Both Platinum and Quinnahock are applying for aid following a high-speed windstorm that ripped through the communities days before Christmas. The city of Quinnahock is surveying the extent of the damage.
We needed to know how many people got damages, like estimate of how much it would cost to replace them or fix them.
That's City Administrator Annie Roach. Damage includes smokehouses, sheds, and fish racks blown apart, porches wrenched from homes, windows cracked, and boats flipped, wrecking motors. Roach says residents have been streaming into the city office to share what happened to them, and both the Red Cross and the state have reached out to Quinnahock asking for this information. Roach plans to submit their findings in the coming days and hopes funding will follow. In the meantime, residents are working to repair what they can. The most pressing issue is roofing. Many homes are threatened by water damage after losing pieces of their roofs. Tin sheeting covers most houses, and the village store quickly sold out days after the storm. Store manager Warren Jones says only rolled roofing remains, and people are using a mixture of the rolls and tarps as a temporary fix.
So I'm just waiting on people to call me if they need tin and stuff so we can place an order through air freight.
Air delivery will jack up the price, but the other option is to wait for the spring barge. On Tuesday, the Quinnahock Native Corporation finished repairing what they could on the fuel pumps disabled during the storm, but a lineman has to fly from Anchorage to fix the pump's electric line. Until then, workers will continue to pump gasoline and stove oil manually. The rationing of both has ended. One of the biggest casualties from the storm was the fuel warehouse that toppled over with an employee inside. Fuel manager John Hunter says the building has been demolished and replaced with something he hopes won't blow away, a giant storage van.
We insulated inside the van and put a floor, ceiling, and making a desk for the gas man.
Surprisingly, a likely storm casualty was left unscathed. Natural Resource Director for the Native Village of Quinnahock, Stephen Jones, did not measure any erosion on the crumbling Quinnahock coastline. Even the village's famous archaeological site looks untouched, except for a missing tent that the wind carried away. But the storm did alter the land, says Tribal Administrator Ferdinand Cleveland Jr.
We had snow before that storm. 6 inches or more of snow, and after the storm, they all melted away.
Along with the river ice, that took away access to hunting, fishing, and trapping grounds. Cleveland says they all lay across the river, covered now with only inches of ice. Further down the coast from Quinnahock, the village of Platinum also sustained minor damage and is reviewing aid applications. In Bethel, I'm Anna Rose MacArthur.